Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. Canadians like to shop, recreate, and do business in Northwest Montana. The Associated Press estimates over 900,000 Canadians visit Montana annually. That's why the Flathead Valley is paying close attention to the sagging value of the Canadian dollar. Last year, an American dollar cost 110 Canadian. Now, that same U.S. dollar costs 125 and was as high as $1.31 recently. Kalispell Chamber of Commerce President Joe Unterreiner says there's a lot at stake.
The Alberta market, which is Calgary and Lethbridge together, are about a 1.5 million person market within a 5-hour drive of Kalispell in the Flathead Valley.
Unterreiner says Canadians were critically important to the Flathead as it struggled during the depths of America's own recession.
As that exchange rate turned, they became a really major part of our visitor economy and great buyers of retail goods and vacationers and second home buyers and really great support for our regional economy here through the recession.
That includes the Whitefish Mountain Resort.
Definitely. Yeah, the Canadian guests can be somewhere between 20 and 23% during the ski season. So it's a big part of our business for sure.
Riley Columbus is the resort's PR manager. She says it's too early to tell if the exchange rate will keep Canadians away. Bookings don't appear to have dropped so far. Columbus says Canadian ski resorts are notoriously expensive.
We're still a good value to them. We have a pretty competitive rate for our lift tickets as well as some good lodging deals and that kind of thing. So they tend to come down here. Plus they do some other shopping while they're down here. So we're in a good spot.
Greg Isinger owns Kalispell's Isinger Motors, which sells General Motors and Honda products. He says Canadians aren't allowed to purchase new vehicles in the States due to different marketing agreements and exchange rate fluctuations. They can, however, purchase used vehicles.
Used cars are different. We can sell used cars to Canadians, and when the exchange rate fluctuates, those sales, we see those come up and down with the exchange rate.
So what are you seeing right now as the value of the loonies kind of taking a dip?
Well, when that happens, of course, there isn't much interest in the Canadians trying to buy used cars down here.
Real estate agent Dale Crosby Newman characterizes the Flathead's current real estate market as strong and stable. But Newman says Canadians were very interested in Flathead Valley real estate during the recession years.
They kind of call us the Tijuana of like Mexico to the U.S. in the comparison, and they were purchasing pretty steadily through the recession.
But that's tapered off.
Especially with the drop in the Canadian dollar in the loonie. We'll just kind of see how that plays out over the upcoming months. But I don't really think it's going to affect our overall sales over the coming up year as a market as a whole. But I think that segment of the market will probably drop off a bit.
Newman suspects the rebound in America's economy will help make up for the potential drop in Canadian real estate sales. Large retailers are notoriously guarded about sales trends. And the Kalispell Chamber of Commerce's Joe Unterreiner says small businesses sometimes don't track that information at all. He says that makes it hard to tell how retailers in general are being impacted by a weaker Canadian dollar. For now, Unterreiner is staying upbeat about Canada's current financial woes.
You know, as we're talking with Canadians, we definitely see that Kalispell and the Flathead Valley are still a huge draw. And there are some things that, despite the exchange rate, are still much more affordable here in the United States. I think we may see it moderate. I don't think we're going to see it totally go away. But it's very much on the minds of our retailers and our tourism and hospitality sector.
As of Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was worth 82 cents in U.S. currency. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.